Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
From academics to athletics, arts to career opportunities, the Tupelo Public School District has something for everyone. With amazing teachers, innovative programs, and endless opportunities, there's a place for every student to learn, grow, and shine. Tupelo Public Schools, where every student can find their wave.
Welcome in, everybody, to this Thursday edition of the podcast. My name, of course, is Michael Borky. We are not live tonight, but we will be live back Sunday because Sunday begins training camp week. As I understand it, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that Ole Miss will start actually practicing on Thursday the 6th. Football is finally here. I just realized something just a few minutes ago that I have not brought to you guys yet, my one-on-one conversation with Will Eccles, projected first-round pick in the NFL draft, but also returning starter for Ole Miss on the defensive line, an all-SEC preseason guy, and I expect to be an all-SEC postseason guy as well. So I forgot to bring that to you. That's on me. I gave you Trinidad. I gave you Kiwan, but I did not give you Will Eccles. So here that is for you tonight. Again, we'll be back live on Sunday, getting you ready for training camp, our not fall camp tour. The last stop will be in Oxford. So we're starting that on Tuesday. We'll be in Hattiesburg on Tuesday. That'll be a big Southern Miss day for us. But if you're in the Hattiesburg area, come see us. We'll be in Starkville the next Tuesday. If you happen to be in the area, come see us. Although, as you can imagine, that'll be a heavy Mississippi State day. And then Tuesday, Tuesday the 18th is when we will be in Oxford. Location to be determined. We're down to two, and we just got to pick one of the two. I will let you guys know, but I will see you there. Coaches, players, administrators, all that, really looking forward to that. But before we get to my conversation with Will Eccles, I invite you, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search the name right there. It's right there on the screen, Rebel Report, and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. This edition of the show is presented by Scruggs in Saltillo, Mississippi. Anything you need under one roof for your lawn, for your garden, inside of the home as well. They have appliances, home improvement, a great clothes and boots selection, fishing, the cheapest beer in town, and more. But more importantly, most importantly, the John Deere that you need, America's tractor, at 0% financing. 0% for zero turns. 0% for 5-series tractors. 0% for compact tractors. 0% for commercial mowers, and just 1.9% for a John Deere Gator. They're just outside of Tupelo. They are worth going to see. When you go, tell them that I sent you. I promise you that they will take care of you because that's what they do. They're good people. They're just like you. They're Mississippi people just like you, and they care about you, and they'll take care of you. Tell them that it was me that sent you there. All right, as promised last week, sorry about that. I completely blew it. As promised, my conversation with Ole Miss defensive tackle Will Eccles right now.
How ready for actual football are you?
Oh, I'm ready, man. I'm tired of doing OTAs. You got fall camp coming up, and the season's going to be here before you know it.
So are you one of those people that hates practice, or do you love practice?
I love practice, honestly. I feel like to be successful and to be a great player, you got to love practice because, you know, practice – it should be harder than the game, so once you get to the game, everything should be easy.
You're a Mississippi guy.
Yep.
And it, from hearing things that you've said in the past, that really matters to you. So what does it mean going into this season with Ole Miss being what it is now, in part because of things that you have done representing your home state as well? What does that mean to you?
It means everything, you know, just showing other players coming in that, you know, you can be successful here in Mississippi. And I'm sorry, I keep getting caught up watching the highlights. That's why.
Watching your own highlights?
Yeah.
How often do you ever do that?
I go on, you know, we're talking about Twitter. I go on Twitter and I see some clips of me, so I just watch them then. But, you know, it means everything, you know, playing for Ole Miss, playing for the state of Mississippi. It's just showing recruits that you can stay in state and still be successful.
So tell me about Pete Golding, your new head coach, but he recruited you. He's been your defensive coordinator. What do we need to know about him that people maybe don't know about him?
He's the same person always, you know, whether it's on the field, off the field. You know, he attacks the game. He's very intentional with the details that we need to do to be successful, and he lets us know that he's a defensive mastermind. Like, if you just sit there and listen to him talk, he can talk all day, and it really confuses you how much stuff he actually knows about defense. And so, you know, he's fun to be around, and I'm glad I get to play for him.
Did you think playing football you'd have to study as much as you do in a Pete Golding defense?
I didn't, but, you know, I kind of caught on to it fast, so I'm glad I got to learn the skills.
What's your major, if you don't mind me asking?
Multidisciplinary studies. I have three minors, one in education, one in sports management, and one in business.
And so, I mean, you know, this is right up your alley, but I couldn't take a test anymore. If somebody asked me to take it, I couldn't do it anymore. How much do you study, not necessarily film, but study scheme in a given week during the season?
I study a lot because, you know, a lot of offense has a bunch of tips and tails and to allow you to make plays, just like, you know, play LSU last year. You know, they had a couple of tendencies. They're doing offense that was a lot, that allowed me to make some plays, some big-time plays in that game. So, you know, I do it a lot. I used to like to play faster, you know, because you can anticipate what's coming.
Well, we had somebody earlier that does film breakdowns on the show, and when he talked about you, he specifically said two things. The first was that you played your best against the best teams in the biggest spot. Why do you think that you did that?
I mean, I just – the way I prepared, you know – as a kid, you dream about playing on big-time games. You know, you watch them on TV. And, you know, for you to be there, you know, lights and camera action on, you know, just go out there and make plays, make a name for yourself. You know, everybody watching you. So, you know, it's just a great opportunity at hand. You know, like play the Sugar Bowl, play Miami, Fiesta Bowl, you know, great opportunity to make a name for yourself. Everybody watching. You know, it was the only game that was on New Year's. On New Year's. So, you know, everybody watching, you know, everybody at home watching. So what you going to do? What you want people to say about you after the game?
And you seem like a really nice guy. The other thing he said, though, was he plays like he hates the guy in front of him.
Yeah. you know, I'm not a big I'm aggressive on the field, but I'm not an angry person, you know. As y'all may see, I'm on the field, I smile a lot. Y'all probably see that a lot. But, because, you know, I enjoy playing the game. But, you know, I know it's all business when it comes down to it, but I honestly enjoy playing the game and enjoy going to make plays, and I enjoy the process to, you know, for my training and everything like that. I just enjoy the whole process.
You had a great season last season, but what is the thing that you have spent on most this offseason thinking that you need to get better? What's the one trait that you want to improve on from last season?
Probably like breaking down film more, you know, being able to anticipate to make some more plays. I left a couple sacks on the table last year. In some games, so, you know, just finishing them plays, being a better pass rusher, because I know this year I'm going to probably get a lot of double teams slid to me, you know, just being able to work through that and still be able to impact the game.
So how do you improve on completing sacks, getting pressure and turning that into a sack? What's the drills or whatever you're doing to make that happen?
Probably just tackling, Drew. I feel like tackling is a big part of the game. Obviously it is on defense, but, you know, you have to practice tackling, because that's a big goal. That's a big thing in the game, so you can't just tell me to go practice tackling. You have to actually show you, and it all comes down to angles and your pursuit.
What is the next step for your team and your program? Trinidad just told us, you know, this close against Miami, and he's spending time working on making sure that this close becomes this close in a win. What do you think the next step as a program that you guys need to take is in order to go win that game and compete for a national championship?
I feel like we took that step, and that started with getting some guys in the back end, you know, get some more depth up front on the D-line. And so now I feel like we got a great defense that can go out there and compete. Nobody has to save their energy for the rest of the game. We can go out there and all play 100% and, you know, wear teams out.
Pete Golding said something on the stage about that specifically, that on the defensive line, that there weren't enough guys that he could rotate in on last year's team, but he said he thinks he has that now. Who would those guys be that are not named Will Echols that you think are going to have a big impact? Let's start on the inside of the defensive line, the interior defensive linemen. Who are the guys that Ole Miss fans listening need to watch for this year?
Jamarius Brown, Jaheim Otis, Makai Burrows, Andrew Maddox, Cam Beavers, Jane
all
Curtis.
Of which five stars out of high school, or four or five stars out of high school, too.
Yeah, watch everybody, honestly, because like, we're so deep in our D-line room now that I feel like everybody can play winning football.
And now at the edge position, Cam Franklin coming back, that's a big deal. Centurion Perkins, I guess he's more of like a hybrid linebacker edge, yeah. But who else there? Three guys coming in the portal, brought in some freshmen as well.
You know, well, obviously we got Cam Franklin and Perk on the edges, but brought in Jonathan Monado, Blake Purchase, Jordan Renard from Alabama. We brought a freshman, Landon Barnes, in. And I think that all – I want to say that's all, but, you know, every one of them guys can go in and play big-time football, and, you know, that's what we need.
So when I ask Kiwan and Trinidad this, when you're not focused on football, when you're not playing football, when you're not practicing, how do you unwind? What do you do?
I try to get out of town. Or either I'm in tune with outdoors, whether it's with my horses or something like that, or I'm out of town shopping, just enjoying my time, enjoying life.
With your horses?
Yeah.
How many horses do you have?
About six. You know, me and my brother, when I was in high school, I was very big on horses. I don't really have time now with football and coming up with Miss. But, you know, actually, I wanted to do agriculture and equine. So, but, you know, Ole Miss don't really offer that. But, you know, hopefully I can come back and get my master's in that.
So you're a SEC defensive tackle. Can SEC defensive tackles ride horses, or, you know, do you go home and ride, or what's that like now?
Yeah, we can ride. We can get on down now. You know, I can get up on one. Get down.
Oh man, that's. Do you ever race them?
Yes, that's really what I do, race them. But it's fun. You know, it's a way to, you know, get away, have fun. You know, all my brothers, my oldest brother. Mine, he the one really got me into it. So, you know, ever since then, you know, it's just been something that I love doing.
What are their names? You said you had six, right? What are their names?
Okay. I don't have six now. When I was in high school, I had six.
Okay.
I haven't been around the barn as much lately, but I had a horse named Future, had a horse named Shine, had a horse named, dang, what their horse name?
But Future and Shine.
Yeah, Future, Shine. Right. I got a bunch of horses. I ain't gonna lie. It's been so long. It's been like a long time. I'm telling you.
You look at a lot of mock drafts, and your name is in the first round. How do you feel about that generally? And does that distract you? Does it creep in your mind? What do you think about getting placed in those mock drafts as a first round pick?
I mean, I'm thankful for it, but you know, I'm not. I mean, I'm not placed number one. I mean. There's still people ahead of me as far as D linemen, so I'm still trying to get to that top spot so I can solidify myself as one of the top players in the draft. So I don't really buy into it for real. I know I still got work to do, and you know, the only way I'm gonna get to that position is by going out there and playing to the best of my ability this season.
Last question for you, then we'll let you get out of here. Randall Joyner is Purdue's defensive lineman, recruits defensive lineman. What is it about him that allows him to do those things?
Probably his passion for the game. Like, he's always kept it real with me ever since I was in high school. You know, he never told me a lie. He's a big guy. He's a big personality. Same person we always see him. He's good at developing people, and you know, he's developed me to not only be a good player, but a good person and a good young man that I became to be. And I'm super thankful for him today. He has a beautiful family. He just had another daughter named Sierra. He has one daughter named Anaya. You know, beautiful family, a down-to-earth guy, and I'm happy that he's a part of my life.
Really.
Hope you guys enjoyed that conversation with Will Eccles. Before, I got a couple thoughts on the defense here in just a second, but I want to tell you about Logan Smith Shelter Insurance anywhere in Mississippi. If you need auto, home, life, or business insurance, auto, home, life, or insurance for your business, he's got you covered anywhere in this great state. And hey, even if you already have insurance and you're not really looking for it, it's a 5-minute phone call. What's it going to hurt? You'll get great rates and you'll get award-winning services because that's what Logan Smith delivers at Shelter Insurance. Tell him it was me that sent you, 601-823-3500. That is the number. Give Logan Smith and his team a call. Also, Priority One Bank, 16 locations here in Mississippi, local loan servicing and decision-making. Great online banking platform. They make you their priority. It's literally in the name. Bank with me at Priority One Bank and Advantage Business Systems for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. ABSMS.com. So this defense going into this season, you heard it at Media Days from Pete Golding. A lot has been made about the talent that they acquired this offseason. And I mean, people are comparing this defense to what you saw in 2024, and the closer we get to the season, the more that vision seems to make sense to me. comparing this defense to 2024. As we've talked about many times, the financial allocation of roster acquisition, there's a nerd phrase for you, but seriously, they provided themselves a better opportunity to go get higher caliber players in the transfer portal going into this season than last season. They had, I wouldn't call it budget issues. I think a balance of the budget issues, that offense got more than the defense, or at least that's how I understand it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think the production bears that out in this portal cycle. They have high-level elite players on the defensive line. They have high-level elite players at linebacker. They have high-level elite players in the secondary. The only question I have is depth. Do they have playable, rotatable depth on the defensive line? And if so, who's that going to be to step up? On paper, they have it. As you guys know, every player but Maldonado, and they think he's going to play a ton, is a former four- or five-star prospect. And again, Maldonado, I think he's going to play a good bit for this team and be productive. So that's the entire defensive line room. So they've got the pedigree on paper to become that, but will they step up and do that? Same thing at the linebacker position. That's the only question I have. It's not about frontline starters. I think they have 11 starters that can play with any defense in the country or are comparable to any defense in the country. It's whether or not they have playable depth. They think so. We shall see. Again, camp starting this week. Something we'll talk about on Sunday for sure is things we can learn, things we can't learn. I think when it comes to training camp, especially ones that we don't really get to watch, a lot of stuff comes out and you have to kind of siphon out the real with the not real, as we've talked about a lot. The Trinidad Chambliss situation last training camp should have been not a red flag. I don't know if red flag is the right expression, but it should have been. There should have been more attention paid onto what was happening in the preseason scrimmages at the quarterback position than hand up than I actually did. So little things like that will happen. But like the offense, John David Baker, we won't know really how effective that's going to be until they go out and play Louisville and Nashville. Now, we'll learn really fast about John David Baker and the system as run by him and called by him, but we won't know for sure about that. We won't know for sure about if the offensive tackles are ready for this. We won't know certain things, but we'll try to, I guess the word I'm going to use tonight is sift. We'll try to sift through the information as best we can over the next few weeks and talk a lot about training camp, because next time you hear from me, it will be camp week, and I'm really looking forward to that. You guys have a great night. Sorry for not being live, but again, we'll be live on Sunday getting you ready for football season. I will see you then. Enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Sunday night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.